Thank you, Sarah. And we end our news stories with fears for the city over the impact of new homes and raiders take £17,000 worth of goods from three businesses. But first, pubgoers spent 27 minutes giving CPR to a football fan who collapsed in gridlocked traffic.
Laura Stone and Ian Jennings were in the Fat Cat and Canary pub when they sprang into action to save Bill Artis after he passed out in the passenger seat returning from a Norwich City game. Miss Stone had finished work and had taken a sip of her wine when a person ran in saying that someone had collapsed. She said, "We were doing CPR, mouth-to-mouth, chest compressions. We really didn't think we were going to get him back. It's the first time I've been called into action." Mr. Jennings, a former volunteer British Red Cross ambulance crew member, had been having a drink with friends. He said, "Laura and I performed CPR on him whilst others spoke to his partner and the ambulance service over the phone. When they did arrive, we continued CPR whilst the crew put in drugs and attached their defib. After a few shocks and what like seemed an age, Bill started breathing again on his own. And now the pub is looking to raise more than £1,000 to install a defibrillator."
Scores of couples are facing heartbreak and uncertainty after a luxury hotel and wedding venue suddenly closed. Lenwade House Hotel off Fakenham Road has ceased trading with immediate effect, leaving confusion for those who have made bookings for weddings and other events. It is not known yet how many jobs have been lost. A statement sent to those with bookings and reservations points to financial difficulties as the main reason behind the closure. Norwich couple Callum Simpson and Lorraine Farman are among those looking for a new wedding location. They booked their special event 2.5 years ago and were due to get married there on August 1st this year. Mr. Simpson said the couple became worried after seeing posts on social media and went to the venue and found nobody there.
Concerns have been raised over how health services will cope when thousands more homes are built in and around Norwich. A blueprint for where nearly 45,000 new homes could be built in parts of Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk by 2038 says that an estimated £36 million will need to be spent on new hospital beds, theatres and rooms if the homes earmarked in the Greater Norwich Local Plan are built. Planners are also looking at whether patients can be spread among the 68 GP surgeries or whether new surgeries are needed in the north and northwest of Norwich. Labour councillor Ian Stuteley said, "Based on this growth, Norwich is going to need another hospital."
Amid fears online shopping is killing off the high street, council leaders have hailed new figures as evidence that Norwich is bucking the trend. Norwich City Council's annual report into vacancy rates and changes of shop types in the city centre showed that the percentage of vacant units fell from 10.8% in 2018 to 10.1% in 2019, compared to Britain's average annual rate of 13%. And the amount of vacant available floor space in the city centre as a whole has gone to 5.5% from the 2018 figure of 7.3%, which City Hall officers said is significantly better than when it was as high as 12.4% in 2010. Officers said, "Over the past few years, the city has seen a trend of rising vacancies, and nationally there has also been an increase in vacancy rates, so a reduction in vacancy rates has bucked the trend."
A Norwich business owner said that he was left feeling wounded after thieves stole goods worth £17,000 and attempted to ram raid another store. Three businesses on Mason Road in Mile Cross were targeted by thieves. They forced entry and stole items from Norfolk and Norwich upholstery before taking £17,000 worth of power tools and a customer's black BMW Gran Turismo at Jojo's Auto Repair. CCTV footage shows the BMW was then used in an attempt to ram raid neighbouring business Can Fixings. while the thieves, who were all wearing hoodies, successfully smashed through the door. They were unable to gain entry and were scared off by alarms. The owner of Jojo Auto Repair said that the theft made him extremely angry because the loss of tools had now restricted work and business.
It is a galaxy far, far away from his day job. But for one Star Wars fan, it was a dream come true when he was invited to be Darth Vader at the release of the franchise's new film. Hugh Jones, who works at Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, donned his own £5,000 creation of the iconic sci-fi costume to march at the Rise of Skywalker European premiere. The head of the hospital's oral health laboratory was chosen by Disney to form a parade and entertain fans for the world's press while the film's stars arrived at the premiere in Leicester Square.
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. When you finish with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn over the address label. And there is no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you've listened to everything that interests you. All the features were taken from the Norwich Evening News with the kind permission of Archant, but Chatterbox accepts responsibility for this audio version. We're always pleased to hear from our listeners, so if you'd like to get in touch, you can call the office on 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, and leave a message on our answer phone, or you can visit our website, cbtn.org.uk. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to our loyal volunteers who make up the production team. This evening, your readers were James McGarry and Bridget Cook on part one. Stephen Cox was the sound recordist, and Sarah Lusher was the team leader. Don't forget to keep listening, for Let's Talk will follow in a minute. That's all from us here at Chatterbox. So from me, Richard Matthew, goodbye.
And from me, Sam Elmhurst, goodbye.